Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Charlie. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Our topic today is toxic chemicals in cosmetics. Charlie Harris is brought to you by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Leyba said known and suspected carcinogenic substances such as formaldehyde, which is found in hair treatments with keratin, and charcoal tar, which is found in hair dyes and shampoos, are of paramount importance in beauty products. The EEC also found toxic PFAS chemicals used in flame retardants such as Teflon and cosmetics. There are other toxic chemicals in cosmetic products, such as lead, found in lipsticks and alumina, hormone-based products, that interfere with chemicals such as benzene, lead sulfate and lead oxides. According to U.S. researchers, 10,500 industrial chemicals used as cosmetic ingredients are industrial chemicals that pose a health risk. While the European Union has banned hundreds of chemicals from cosmetics, the FDA's Cosmetic Ingredients Review Panel has rejected only 11 ingredients as unsafe for cosmetics. The Food and Drug Administration (FDA) and the Environmental Protection Agency (EPA) have tightened the safety of 82,000 ingredients used in makeup and personal care products, including the use of toxic chemicals such as benzene, lead sulfate, and lead oxides, as well as other toxic substances. Some are used for their antibacterial properties, including antifungal, and antimicrobial properties, as well as for the protection of the skin. They can be found in some body care products such as shaving creams, lotions, lip balm, moisturizers, eye shadows, lipstick, nail polish, makeup, hair care, body care, and cosmetics. They are easily absorbed through the skin and can accumulate in the organs of the body and brain and have been linked to cancer and reproductive toxicity. The most toxic of these is contained in the skin of the EEC, in a deep database, and has been banned in Britain, Canada, and the EU. The high nitrosamines content can damage the liver and kidneys, which can damage the liver or kidneys after repeated exposure. It has been shown to cause liver damage, kidney damage, and liver cancer in humans and is banned in Canada, the EU, but not in the US, Canada, or the European Union. It is a known carcinogen found in lipstick and hair dyes and has been linked to cancer and reproductive toxicity in both humans and animals. A chemical in sunscreen that accumulates in adipose tissue but has never been listed because it is a pollutant and not an ingredient, an emollient which is banned in both the EU and California for children's toys, but not in cosmetics. Since many compounds can be classified as trade secrets and are hidden in perfumes, fragrances, and ingredient lists, it is almost impossible for consumers to know what they contain, even after reading the label. Baptiste, who now works as a paid consultant for cosmetics companies and appeared in a documentary called Toxic Beauty, told Business Insider people should worry about the chemicals in products such as soaps, shampoos, and perfumes. A former research chemist who once made hair dyes for L'Oreal is an expert on chemicals used in beauty products. Here are 11 problematic ingredients that are nearby, universal bathroom and vanity staples. Other chemicals on the list include a suspected hormone disruptor, a sunscreen that causes significant damage to coral reefs around the world, and a toxic chemical used in nail products. That's why she suggests avoiding skincare products that list ingredients containing fluorine in the name. Next time you're looking for personal care products to protect your health and the environment, download the Environmental Protection Agency's list of toxic chemicals in personal care products. Keep it in your wallet and download it free of charge from the EPA's Environmental Health Information Center. This means that you could unknowingly be exposed to dozens of chemicals, many of which can be harmful to your health and the environment. To help Canadians make safer and more informed choices when purchasing skincare products, the Environmental Health Information Center at the Environmental Protection Agency has compiled a list of the 10 most harmful chemicals to avoid in personal care products. Learn more about these chemicals, including the type of skin product and the chemicals they contain. In the EPA's toxic chemicals list, many body care products contain chemicals that disrupt hormones, are associated with cancer, and can damage the skin. You may be wondering which chemicals are toxic and why they are present in all kinds of cosmetics and personal care products. People are exposed to these toxins by inhaling the spray, swallowing the chemicals through their lips, or absorbing them into their skin. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, it is important to avoid products that contain these toxins, such as degreasers, which are used to clean engines and are found in 90% of all personal care products. Sodium lauryl sulfate is used in many foam-based personal care products, from body care to hair care and cosmetics. SLS is even more dangerous because it produces nitrosamines that can damage the kidneys and respiratory tract, according to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA. Episode 37 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Charlie Harris. Adios. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.